Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the bull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. And I encourage you to check it out. You will not regret owning that album. It's wonderful. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is the author of and the brains behind Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. And if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. So I encourage you to subscribe to his publication at Mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure.
We're talking about the events of last week with the Boston Marathon bombings and the subsequent activity. I'll tell you, the way the authorities, first responders, the way they handle themselves, the police officers, Watertown police officers, just as a son of a police officer, I'm just so proud of those men and women up there. Rich, you got to say that.
Oh yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, once again, they ran as they do every time. They ran toward the problem, and you know, you got to give enormous amounts of credit to the people that were just standing around and didn't get hurt and immediately launched themselves. To help out. At one point, I was watching some of an emergency room doc was at the near the finish line, waiting for his wife to come by. She was in the race, and he saw what happened. So he went into the medical tent. Now, remember, the medical tent was set up to deal with running injuries,
dehydration, and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
So they weren't there to handle.
And heavy tourniquets in there, didn't they?
Exactly. But he said there were so many other doctors and nurses that had literally beaten him to the tent that they said, please, just go out on the street, see if you can help people out.
Wow.
Triage out there.
Wow. How about
so,
that?
I mean, that's sort of what Americans do.
Something bad happens
and everybody wants to pitch in.
The worst of humanity and the best of humanity within an hour.
That's exactly the
right
way.
Isn't that amazing? Anyway. Okay, so here are a couple of questions for you, Rich. Crime or jihad?
Crime.
Okay, why?
Well, I mean, I think I thought about this a lot. I wrote a column.
Tell the audience the difference in case they haven't been paying attention.
Okay, well, if it's jihad, then it goes. It becomes a war crime.
Terrorism.
And you bundle your terrorism. And terrorism can be you can try them in a civil court for that.
Okay.
But if it's decided that it's a war crime, then you bundle them off to Guantanamo, and he gets into that sequence.
Does it need to be organized to be a jihad?
I don't know the answer to that. That's deeper than I know. But my feeling is, Jim, that if it's that we've got this guy cold on the criminal side, the U.S. attorneys are trained to do this. They got about 1,000 of them up there, and I think that in terms of getting closure for the people of Boston and for the people of the United States, trying him in a criminal court is probably the more efficient way of going about this.
So, all right. So the question is, do we want a conviction? Do we want information? Right. And so the answer to crime or jihad has answers that is part of the answer to that question. And also, so then we come up to, we also have to blend in with this Miranda or military. Now, you've ruled out the military.
No, that's not the choice. You don't have to Mirandize them. That's what I wrote.
Well, that's
about
what I was getting ready to say, even though you don't, but you've ruled out the military.
Yeah.
But ruling out the military doesn't necessarily bring in the Miranda.
No, that's right.
At least initially.
Well, that's right. And At some point, tell the audience why that is. Yeah, at some point they'll get him a lawyer. But what they want to do is find out how much he knows about. I mean, what they're really worried about is that these guys planted some bombs somewhere that are as yet unexploded.
Right.
And they also want to find out if there's a cell somewhere that's just waiting to do this again.
Right.
And these guys are part of that. That's
and that could change. Would that change your opinion if you found that out? If that there
was it probably would if okay. I found out that they were part
so,
of the
So they can suspend Miranda, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't paid attention to that. They can suspend Miranda, not unlike suspending habeas corpus, right?
It's called a public safety exemption. It's very narrow, and as soon as the investigators, that's assuming he's being treated as a civilian, as soon as the investigators think that they've got all they can get to protect the public safety, then they have to give him his Miranda
Then they
rights.
Say, now you have a right to remain silent.
Yes, actually, they don't ever have to do it. They don't ever have to give him a lawyer, but then they or give him his Miranda rights, but then they can't use anything he said against
right.
him.
Right, but they
and
will.
In this case, they've got so much material, they may decide, you know, we don't need it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it'll be interesting to get to be interviewing this guy because he doesn't really have much to lose, right? I mean,
no,
much bargaining power. He's not going to get life for this if he's convicted.
If he's tried in state court, he will because there's no death penalty in Massachusetts. But I was saying to somebody yesterday, you know, our friends on the left were moaning and groaning about his Miranda rights. 18 hours before they caught him, they were trying to kill him. So.
Right.
What?
Yeah. So does the FBI have some explaining to do, Rich? Because they had the older brother conceivably could have put him in custody. He was posting stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, that's, you know, if we had unlimited resources to be able to determine, you know, who should be more closely looked at and you know, prospectively, then probably yes. But you know what? I'm not sure I'm willing to trade all of my rights for them to be able to follow everybody all the time.
This is what Americans have to deal with.
How much
are we willing to give up, ladies and gentlemen? This is a complicated world we live in in our free society. How much are we willing to give up to be safe, like the cameras? I don't like the cameras, but I liked them last week in Boston. Tintail, right back with Rich Cato, and I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.